My name is David Asherick. This is my good friend and colleague, Ty Gibson. And we are going through the worldwide global phenomenon called The Chosen, which is a series of television programs following the life of Jesus. It has been an amazing journey so far, and it's only going to get better. And so stay with us as we prepare to take a look at today's episode, and then we'll be back for a discussion afterward.
See a star.
And if you think I'll hope for that, Eli, you must think I was born yesterday.
Was there a Shabbat when you were little?
Of course, since the time of the covenant.
Every 7 days. Why so many, Savta?
Shabbat is a time for rest and time to honor three things. Family, our people, and God.
Family like Savta and Saba?
Yes, and you, Ima and Abba, of course. Close friends are like family, too.
Who else?
We honor our fellow citizens on Shabbat.
Strangers, Avta?
We are all God's people. Even friends we haven't met. But most important of all, we honor God and all his works. We rest because he rested on the seventh day. We rest to refresh our souls, to know him better.
Woman of valor, who can find her?
This is the Eshet Chayil, an ode to women of valor.
Far beyond jewels is her value. Her husband's heart trusts in her, and he should lack no fortune.
There!
May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh.
May God make you like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah.
The sixth day. And the heaven and earth and all their hosts were completed. And God finished by the seventh day all his work. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. For all his work, God creates the fruit of the vine. Amen.
So good at that.
Mary, you try.
Oh, no. No, no, I can't.
Yes. I have seen you braid Leah. You are wonderful. Go ahead.
Two pieces. Yes.
Thank you. How'd I do?
Told you she was excellent. It is a shame only Ananias will see it. You know what would be great? Hmm. Do we have any flowers?
Oh, I'll get the buttercup. Don't move.
I'm so sorry.
Did he say?
He detests you as much as I do.
And?
This was a horrible idea.
Gaius, we must see Quintus.
Or what? He does not need to clarify anything for you. I mean, do you have any idea who... No, clearly, you do not. Dumb question.
Idea of what?
Who you are dealing with.
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes. He is the Roman occupying overseer of this region, and his primary responsibilities are to enforce the law and ensure... financial stability.
I am aware of his responsibilities. I don't think you know what he's capable of.
He's made a deal with this Simon person. I have valuable information related to his job.
Have you ever heard of somebody making a decision based on a hunch?
If he has, then I must let him know.
Yes, you must. Listen, I don't want to have to carry your corpse out, so I'm going to wait outside for your replacement. Good luck.
I don't understand.
You are a fool.
Publicanus requests an audience. Publicanus?
Yes, Dominus.
And are you his escort, Centurion?
Yes.
So where are you going?
Securing the passageway, Praetor.
Ah. Well done. Come on. So a Jew tax collector and his escort demand to see the praetor of Judea. It's urgent, they say. A matter of life and death. Last night burned very hot, and today I'm ashed, so I'll get to the point. Why should I not kill you both? You first.
Dominus, I was recently approached by a man while at my tax collection.
Faster.
He was many months delinquent. To relieve the substantial amount
Skip
of debt...
Skip to the end.
Did you hire a man to spy on Jewish merchant vessels fishing on Shabbat to avoid taxation?
Yes. Simon. Senior District?
He is.
His debts are forgiven. Surprise.
As well as those of his brother?
His... Yes. Forgiven. Goodbye.
Thank you for your time, Praetor.
I do not find Simon reliable. Once he was deficient in his taxes, and when I pursued remedy, I discovered that he had spent an inordinate amount on games of chance at a local establishment. Additionally, based on his financial status, I questioned Simon's connections to the merchant class. In spite of his current intentions, I do not believe you have an accurate understanding of what he can deliver.
I'm sorry for this dishonor, Peter.
Say your last prayer, Jew.
Stay there a moment, Captain. Are you saying I made a bad deal?
Yes.
Where did he come from?
Here, Capernaum, Dominus.
My brothers across the world search for brave men to spare and recruit, but our power prohibits those very efforts, for what sane person would stand up to the Roman Empire?
I am sane.
Yes, but a very different kind of sane.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
So, you say this Simon isn't at the level of the merchant class at sea, but he claims they all spend time at the same establishments. Is that false?
I'm afraid I'm not aware of their social interactions. But even if that were true, it would be highly unusual for Jewish men to betray one another.
So says the Jew who collects taxes from them.
Mine is a different circumstance.
Spare me. I admire it. Well, it won't surprise you to learn that to date, Simon has not fulfilled his obligation to uncover the tax evaders.
He's in breach of contract.
Not yet. But time may prove you out. What are you called?
Matthew, Dominus.
I may yet have need of your keen powers of observation, Matthew. A special assignment.
I would relish the opportunity, Dominus.
Of course you would. I'll be in touch, Matthew of Capernaum.
Thank you, Dominus.
Thank you.
All right, around for the table. No, you all need this to have a good time.
What is this about?
Oh, well, I can't celebrate my brothers and sisters. So, make sure Amos gets a side, or he can't handle the good stuff. Tobiah, Jason, you'll need this to drown your sorrows after you lose this game. And you, I don't know your name. You're new, but wow, huh? We're not afraid you'll steal our fish. We're afraid you'll steal our women. Look at this mane. Like Absalom, no?
Only better than Absalom.
Stay away from low-hanging branches, my boy.
Stay away from steep staircases, old man.
That's it, Saul? None for Jason?
Oh, what did he do this time?
Ask her wife.
Drinking alone again, Simon? Well, you merchants need twice the help at sea. I need twice the help on land.
What's your bet?
John, I see the hammer changed its rules on allowing children.
Go get caught in a net.
But you're here with a responsible adult. Saul, make sure James and John get some too. Please, after you, please.
What is that?
Whatever do you mean, brother?
Your face. You happy?
Oh, I'm handsome. I just happen to be wearing a happy face.
Buying drinks for the merchants. You fattening your lambs before the slaughter?
No.
I don't want you to be miserable.
You are, so I should be too, no?
I want you to be serious. This is not a game.
Well, nothing wrong with enjoying a little financial freedom. A temporary reprieve from doom.
That double knockout. What a shame.
Thanks, Jorge.
Get your footwork down, and next time
you see... Yeah, I'll practice. Thank you, Jorge. Thank you.
Temporary reprieve.
Well, believe it or not, I don't like it either. But these men, they're not family. You and Eden are my responsibility, not them. You two keep me up at night, not them.
And you want to be rich.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd try the sentimental route. Maybe it's not my best look.
Nicodemus!
I'm studying. Was.
Apologies, Rabbi.
What is so urgent, Shmuel?
The judges of our Sanhedrin sent for you. The Av Beit Din himself requests your presence. God is good.
What happened?
By Nicodemus of the great Sanhedrin. We are greatly honored by your presence.
The honor is mine, Av Beit Din. I was given the impression there was a matter of some urgency.
We are considering a formal inquiry.
What are the charges?
a miracle, Rabbi of Rabbis. This man's testimony is clear. His account, miraculous. The woman in the red quarter to whom you offered rites, she is redeemed.
You saw her?
Yes, teacher. Perfectly restored and radiant.
Where?
At the hairdresser's at the market.
Men are not allowed at the hairdresser's.
Of course, I did not go in. But she was on an errand. I believed my eyes betrayed me, so I followed until I was certain. There can be no doubt.
Teacher, you were successful. I told
Silence.
You.
This is an unparalleled revelation. You yourself pointed out that the depth of her demonic oppression was beyond human aid. We want to send word to Jerusalem at once.
Abed-Din, with your permission, I would like to investigate the sighting myself before you conduct a formal inquiry into this or have news of it spread.
We will, of course, yield to your request, but may we inquire as to the reason for your reticence?
Just as this exorcism took some time to prove effective, it may have a tentative hold. It could come as a shock for a young woman of her station to be pored over by your learned judges, whereas mine's a familiar face.
It is decided. Conduct your investigation, but please be efficient. News of this kind, it grows legs.
Andrew, will you help me, please?
Help you with what? Barely see anything.
Of course, it's the darkest night in weeks. Okay, we saw Churi Chaim and Baruch all come in, offloading and cleaning their holds.
Of course. Tomorrow is Shabbat.
Well, there's still a fleet out there. They're sailing late because they're not cleaning out the holds tonight. They're definitely sailing tomorrow. I'm guessing it's Amos.
This is all a waste of time, if it is.
What do you mean?
What I mean is Gideon and Tobiah sail with Amos.
Well, I'm not saying it's Amos for sure or not. Whoever it is, they're definitely sailing tomorrow. We got him.
We got him? Those are our brothers. Tobiah looks to you before his own father.
So what? Well, it's my fault that a dumb kid doesn't know better.
I keep waiting for you to tell me this is all part of a plan to double-cross the Romans.
Andrew, there's a crew out there. That crew is stealing food out of Eden's mouth. They're gonna take our boat, maybe our lives.
Maybe, but we made our choices too.
You think this was a choice?
You're not teaching today.
I have research.
Don't be too long. Our guests will be arriving early.
Oh.
Nico, they are dear colleagues who admire you. They have been waiting weeks for the teacher of teachers to lead Shabbat. It will be like sharing loaves with God himself.
Sharing? No. Am I the only one hearing this?
It's a small gathering. You just go through it quickly.
Try to avoid spending too much time honoring God and our heritage.
Messiah!
Yes!
Do you want to lose that ugly nose of yours?
Thank you.
Only one language keeps their peace, Marcus. None to speak it. Matthew, another unhappy citizen expressing his disapproval?
I'll be fine.
Oh, you're disgusting. Go home.
I have a job to do. My father never allowed me to shirk responsibility.
Well, he raised you right. You must have Roman blood.
We don't speak.
Jews are odd.
People are.
How can you not have a relationship with your own father?
He says he has no son. Next.
I got them. At least I think they're right. That's what everyone else was getting.
Oh, what did you get, Mary?
Shabbat candles.
Okay, I would not have guessed that.
Mary's for Shabbat dinner in a little while.
In a long while. I barely remember how to do it.
It'll be great.
I know how to make the bread. Part of it.
What do you make part of a loaf of bread?
If you're hosting Shabbat, sweetheart, you better get moving. Preparations might take you all afternoon.
Really?
Just to be safe.
I haven't even swept.
Get out of here.
Get the fire going first thing.
I'm excited and a little terrified.
After you, Ned, rest the dough.
What this kind of advice? What could go wrong?
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
It's you. It's real. Lilith. No, no, please, don't be frightened. My name is Nicodemus. I ministered to you, Lilith.
I don't answer to that name. I am Mary. I was born Mary.
But you were called Lilith, yes?
Please, I must go.
No, no, please, Mary. I am desperate for your help, Mary. I'm a Pharisee. I'm visiting from Jerusalem. I'm a man of God. And I believe you have experienced a miracle, Mary.
Are you really a Pharisee?
Yes. I'm sorry, I wasn't... I'm not here to enforce Jewish law.
So how do you know who I am?
You really don't remember me at all. I burned incense.
I don't remember. It's all a blur. I can't go back into that.
No, no, I don't want you to. I can't even imagine. But you are healed. That much is clear. I just want to understand how it happened.
That makes two of us.
How long after my visit did you feel the change?
It wasn't anything you did. It was someone else.
Someone else?
He called me Mary. He said, I am his. I am redeemed.
And it was so? Who did this?
I don't know his name. And even if I did, I could not tell you.
Why not?
His time for men to know has not yet come.
He performs miracles and seeks no credit? What does he look like? Is he a member of Sanhedrin? Would you at least know him if you saw him again?
I don't know why I am sharing this with you. I don't understand it myself. But here is what I can tell you. I was one way. And now I am completely different. And the thing that happened in between was him. So yes, I will know him for the rest of my life. I have to be home to prepare for Shabbat, as I'm sure you do.
So mended you're even hosting Shabbat dinner.
It will be nothing like yours, I'm sure of that. I'm going to try.
Shabbat shalom, Nicodemus.
Shabbat shalom, Mary.
It's not morning.
Good for seeing you then. The bread is wonderful.
I know. How's fishing?
It's fine.
Really?
You're surprised?
Why would I be surprised?
I don't know. You tell me.
You haven't taken a catch to market for days.
And yet you have flour, vegetables. Did you sleep in a warm bed last night?
In fits.
Why are you baiting me?
I don't understand what's happening.
Nothing is happening.
You don't sell to market. Your hours are upside down. And your face is frozen in worry. Don't tell me nothing is happening.
We're in a challenging season right now. I just need to work harder to get through it, and I'll get caught up tonight, and I'll be right on
tonight?
The way.
Tonight? What do you mean?
I'm not happy about this either. I need to work tonight
you
so that...
You need to work on Shabbat.
It's a special circumstance. I can't get into it right now. Andrew will be here for dinner as normal, and I'll just be gone for a few hours.
Oh, well, would you like me to fix your Shabbat plate to take with you?
Listen, love, I know this
Don't
is not
listen,
ideal.
Don't listen, love me. I'm not a child.
I just need you to trust me on this. Please? I've got this, Eden.
You answer to God, not me. But next time, you answer to the both of us. Because whatever this is, I don't have the strength for it twice.
If there's any left when I come back, I'll give it to you.
What's on your mind, love?
As my name. Do you know the significance?
Tell me.
200 years ago, we were ruled by the Greek king Antiochus IV. He suppressed our religious observances. It wasn't until the Maccabees revolted and ushered in the Hasmonean dynasty that our worship was restored.
You are as smart as you are handsome.
So, Who is responsible for suppressing our worship now? I fear I know the answer.
It is a beautiful tapestry. Should the artist have made it less so? To what purpose? Sadness? A conquered people?
You are wise as you are beautiful.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Rabbi.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Oh, honored Rabbi. We are humbled and honored by your presence in Capernaum. You make us whole.
Only God can do that.
Shall we join the others? Thank you.
Try to get the seat near the head of the table.
A woman of valor who can find.
Barnaby.
Mary.
Come in. I'm so glad you came.
Oh, thank you, Miss Mary. This is a fine place.
Oh, thank you.
Are we on?
Is it still on? Yes, Shula. How did you find us?
I followed that mule, Barnaby. Not that he waited. Looking as handsome as ever, Barnaby. Come.
Lucky guess, Shula.
Is this the place?
If Mary's here, it is.
Do I know you?
Oh, sorry, I'm James. This is Thaddeus. We were told this would be a good place to come. We can leave if it's awkward.
Oh, no, please come in. You are most welcome here.
So, can we help?
Oh, no. Well, yes, I don't know what I am doing.
I see food. That's a victory.
If I'm not doing something or doing something wrong, you tell me.
Oh, nonsense. It's already great.
Can't remember the last time I was invited to a Shabbat dinner.
Me, never.
You never been to Shabbat?
Of course I've been to one. Been to lots. Just never got invited. Who's the extra seat for?
For Elijah. Am I right? I remember my mother always setting an extra place for Elijah.
That's only for Passover.
Just once a year at Seder.
When Seder comes, I'll have a head start on setting up. Just take a look at my little notes. Let's see.
Can I read it for you, Mary?
Stop it, Barnaby. I read better than you. My father taught me.
Very impressive.
Is the first star out?
Yes, let's eat. Like I said, you are very popular.
Or it's a Pharisee here to shut us down for letting you be here.
Hello, Mary.
Hello.
It's good to see you.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to be rude, but would it be okay if I...
Oh, yes, of course. Please come in. I just never thought you'd come. I have guests here. This is my first time. I don't know what I'm doing.
Rabbi.
You already know these men?
They are students of mine. I trust they have been polite.
Of course.
Your guests can take the seat. Yes, Mary?
Oh, of course. Yes, of course. Please have a seat. I keep saying of course a lot. Friends, this is the man I told you about who helped me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Mary told us so much about you.
Oh, I hope not too much.
I'm Barnaby. This is Shula. She is blind.
Ah.
In case you couldn't tell.
I'm so sorry. I don't actually know your name.
I'm Jesus. of Nazareth.
Well, apparently something good can come from Nazareth. Wow.
Mary, I'm honored to be here. Why don't you begin?
Oh, no, I couldn't now that you're here. You must.
Thank you, but this is your home, and I would love for you to do it.
Okay. I'll just read from this now. Now the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their hosts. And God completed on the seventh day his work that he did.
And God
abstained on the seventh day from all the work he did. And God blessed the seventh day, and he hallowed it. For thereon he abstained from all the work that God created to do.
Blessed are you,
Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine.
You have lovingly and willingly given us
You have lovingly and willingly given us your Shabbat as an inheritance in memory of creation. Because this is the first day of our holy assemblies in memory of the Exodus from Egypt. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the bread from the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm Dallas Jenkins, creator of The Chosen. Thank you so much for watching. You know, I'm standing on the set of season 2 of The Chosen right now. We intend to do 7 seasons of this show, and you can help us get there. If you want to know more, please check out the free Chosen app or go to thechosen.tv.
Well, once again, that was a powerful episode, dramatic
sure
ending.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the Sabbath.
Yeah, Shabbat.
Shabbat. And I just love the idea, Ty, that this series, The Chosen, takes such an early and positive view of the biblical Sabbath.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I was actually a little surprised, honestly.
Yeah, when it opens.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, when it opens, we're taken back almost 1,000 years before mm-hmm. the time of Christ, which we'll talk about in greater detail. But it puts the Sabbath in the theological context,
yes.
which I might add the experiential context
Ooh.
Of both creation and redemption
yep.
depicted in the Exodus. So the Sabbath operates with double symbolism, right? It reaches all the way back in time to creation out of nothing by God's power alone with no human contribution.
Mm-hmm.
And it reaches back to the Exodus event, which is God delivering the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage
yes.
by himself
yes.
without any human help. And so the Sabbath represents both of those amazing events in human history.
And it's just so cool that The Chosen, the writers of The Chosen, the creators of The Chosen, Dallas Jenkins and his team would see that,
mm-hmm.
that they would understand it and that they would paint the Sabbath in such a, not just a positive light, that would be to understate it, in such a theologically
rich
way
yeah.
as both, as you've said, a symbol of creation and of redemption. Mm-hmm. And this is really, I love the way they use the Sabbath, the truth of the Sabbath, to tease the story along.
Right.
Because Jesus is creator, Jesus is redeemer.
Right.
And as we've already mentioned several times before, there are a number of stories here in need of redemption.
Right.
Right. At the end of the last episode, Mary received that redemption when Jesus placed his hands on her head.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stories here in need of redemption.
And all of the stories in this episode are moving thematically to a Sabbath dinner, a Shabbat dinner. Yeah. So there's Mary with her Shabbat dinner, her first one that she's hosted.
Right.
There's Peter's Shabbat dinner. There is Matthew having Shabbat dinner with his dog. And it's going to be pretty exciting. So stay with us as we continue our discussion.
Hello and welcome to Story Encounters. My name is David Asherick. This is my good friend and colleague, Ty Gibson. And we are going through the worldwide global phenomenon called The Chosen, which is a series of television programs following the life of Jesus. Because the episode was a little longer, we don't have as much time to talk. So Ty, what are the most important things that just jumped out at you in this episode? Start with one or two of them.
Well, first of all, the episode begins with that retrospective view about 1,948 years before the time of Christ, where they're simply showing a family celebrating the Sabbath. But the thing that's theologically significant is as we see this family of the past celebrating the Sabbath, they do so by invoking both creation, they read the creation text, and by invoking the Exodus. Now, the significance of this cannot be overstated because we have in Scripture, for example, David, we have the Exodus 20 version of the Ten Commandments, right?
Right.
And in the Exodus 20 version of the Ten Commandments.
Would it be helpful if I read that?
Sure. The Sabbath commandment is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, right? Dot, dot, dot. Why?
For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
So the logic of the Sabbath in Exodus 20 is remember creation, right?
Yep.
And the significance of this is remember creation as God's act. God did this. God, by his mighty power, created the world. We didn't contribute to creation, of course. We were the subject of creation. Human beings were created on the sixth day. God's the creator. And then that retrospective view at the beginning takes us to the Passover, David.
Yeah.
The Passover as the deliverance of the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage, also by God's mighty power and outstretched arm. And this is where we find in Deuteronomy chapter 5, there is a second rendition of the Ten Commandments.
Yep.
Moses had, you know, destroyed the tablets of stone, and the Ten Commandments are given again. But this time, the Ten Commandments are all the same except for the Sabbath commandment.
Chapter 5 of Deuteronomy, verse 15. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that Yahweh your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Mm. Therefore, Yahweh your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day.
Yeah, and so the point is that the Sabbath is a memorial of both finished work of creation and finished work of redemption, first with the Exodus. But in this episode, we're given the impression, and it is an accurate theological impression that is woven throughout Scripture, and that is that the Sabbath indicates that our salvation is the work of God.
Yes.
And this is parallel to creation as the work of God.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah, and you have at the very close, and we'll probably get to this right at the end, is that Mary has experienced an exodus.
Yeah.
Right? She's literally come out of bondage. She's come out of Egypt, demonic possession.
Right.
What's she doing? She's celebrating Sabbath.
Right.
She's keeping Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot sort of, there's some really great scenes here, and I want to actually highlight a couple of them. But one of the things I like, okay, right at the outset of the episode here, we see Mary, and she's like picking flowers. There's like a hair salon there. And this Pharisee kind of cuts, you know, these fast cuts between Mary in preparation. She's happy. She's light. She's joyful. Things are going great.
She's in her right mind.
She's in her right mind. Mm-hmm. There's a peace on her face.
Mm.
It's persuasive.
Yeah.
It looks like she's been redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then that cuts to this like Pharisee who's walking through the market.
Right.
Right? He sees her. He recognizes her because he was one of the ones that had accompanied Nicodemus to her house there in the Red Quarter.
Mm.
He's completely confused by her peace and her joy and the lightness with which she's sort of moving. Mm. And then he, you know, flees the scene rapidly or runs away rapidly, obviously to go
tell Nicodemus
to give
the
news.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to set the story up.
Right,
that,
right.
That a miracle has happened, and not just any ordinary miracle, but a total deliverance has taken place.
Right.
And so he needs to go back and let Nicodemus. I think in his mind, if I'm reading between the lines here, he imagines that he's going to go back and say, Nicodemus, what you did worked.
Yeah, because Nicodemus in the story is distraught over the fact that he tried to help the woman,
right,
but failed.
Correct. Because there's that scene of him there, right, where he's studying and he's reading over some, you know, manual apparently on exorcism, which I guess there is such a thing.
So there's two things that stand out to me in the episode with regards to what you just said, David, and that is there's this sense in which religion by rote is the thing.
Yeah, gotcha. Did I say the right thing in the right way?
Yeah, incantation,
did I speak
the right words?
When he actually went in, when they had this wasn't this episode, but the previous episode, when he actually went in, he kept saying, I adjure you. I adjure you.
Yeah.
I adjure you.
Quoting from the demon exorcism manual.
Yeah,
no
it was
doubt.
Just kind of like some religious mumbo jumbo. Like,
right,
if you say the right thing in the right way,
yeah,
then in this formulaic way, it all turns out okay.
Yeah.
But it didn't
yeah.
happen that way.
Yeah.
So he's reading, he's mystified, and at just that moment, this Pharisee comes in and says, great news.
Yeah.
There's been a deliverance, but Nicodemus is mystified because he's thinking, well, I didn't think I did it right. I think I said a few of the syllables wrong.
Yeah. And then his ego is a little flattered by the idea that it worked.
Correct.
Right? That his little incantation
Correct.
Worked. And so he begins to think in terms of, well, maybe there was a delayed reaction. Maybe there was a delayed healing.
Well, one of the scenes there is that after this, he's brought in before what appear to be like sort of some Jewish judges, right?
Yeah.
Some people in the Jewish hierarchy, and they're saying...
The Sanhedrin, I guess, for
perhaps,
that area.
Yeah, it could be. And they're saying, hey, look, it's been reported that this miracle has happened, and then Nicodemus...
Teacher, you were successful.
You were successful. And, and Nicodemus is clearly confused, and so he says, I'd like to investigate this myself.
Right.
And there's this kind of, what do you need to investigate for, back and forth. But what they don't know and what we do know as participants in the story, as ones that are watching the story, Nicodemus is having a crisis of faith.
Right,
he's even back to the conversation with his wife in the mirror, and what if there's more? What if it's more beautiful and strange than we'd imagined? Now a miracle has happened, but he knows it couldn't have been him.
Right.
He just knows it. And so there's this great line when they basically say to him, okay, well, you can go do your investigation, but do it hastily. They say, be urgent. News of this kind, it grows legs.
It's good, yeah.
In other words, they kind of want to keep...
You can't contain this indefinitely.
They want to keep a lid on this.
Yeah.
And so, great scenes. I like the tension that's being set up here by creating this sort of crisis of faith within Nicodemus's own experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
but how about this
good
line?
Storytelling.
How about this line from the leader of the Sanhedrin or this group of religious leaders? This is unparalleled revelation, the idea that she was healed, right? Unparalleled revelation.
Mm.
You yourself pointed out the depth of her demonic oppression was beyond human aid.
Yeah,
right?
So how could you have done it?
Yeah, how could you have done it?
Right.
God must have been the one that did, but he did it through you, Nicodemus. You were successful.
Yeah, you were amazing.
But he knows he wasn't. He senses that something else must have happened, right?
Okay, so there's really kind of three or four major scenes that are happening here. And as you said there, they're all converging on these Sabbath dinners.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one's this Nicodemus thing where,
right,
you know, Mary's been recognized by another Pharisee. We've already covered that. But then we've got this scene that's kind of growing, this storyline that's growing here, where Andrew and Simon are depicted as spying, right? Because Simon's got this plan. He's going to sort of effectively snitch on the fishermen the Jewish fishermen that are fishing on Sabbath, thus effectively avoiding taxation.
Mm-hmm.
And his plan to remedy his own back taxes is to spy on these merchants. When Andrew hears this plan, he's like, what?
No,
this is a terrible plan. We can't do
it's
this.
It's betrayal.
Exactly right. So it's going back and forth. And again, it's all being set up.
Mm-hmm.
Mary has had her encounter and she's redeemed.
Right.
She's delivered. But Nicodemus has his religious problem, and Peter has his financial problem,
right,
and Matthew has his loneliness and cultural problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Jesus is going to be the solution in each of these problems, and so they're doing a great job of bringing the storylines along
and weaving the Sabbath in.
Correct.
As the symbolic memorial,
yes,
of the redemption that each person is experiencing as they,
yes,
prepare for Sabbath dinner. And then there's this point at which two Jewish men are fighting in the marketplace over something. Let's take a look at that clip where they're having this argument, mm-hmm. and the one Roman soldier is trying to persuade them not to engage in this fight, and another Roman soldier intervenes, and something very interesting takes place.
Stop.
Are you the Messiah?
Yes!
Do you want to lose that ugly nose of yours?
Thank you.
Only one language keeps their peace, Marcus. Learn to speak it.
Yeah, that's a telling scene there, because this is Gaius, right? The one who's sort of always alongside Matthew, protecting right. Matthew, because Matthew's a tax collector. And this is a great this is a great insight here into the Pax Romana, right? The so-called peace of Rome, right. which is really the cruelty of Rome. And he says, look, they only understand one language.
Violence. Force.
Violence. Yeah. So you better learn to speak that language, because this whole reasoning with them and trying to be... Yeah. Not going to work.
No. The scene is pretty dramatic where he intervenes with the, you know, conk on the back of the head. The guy drops to the ground. Everybody in the marketplace goes silent.
Yeah.
Right? The idea here is just like Nicodemus is engaged in religion by rote. Read the manual, say the right words, get something to happen, because there's a lack of power. There's a lack of true power. Not only is there religion by rote, but there's governance by force, which is also a revelation of a lack of the right kind of power, right?
Wow.
Yeah, so what's happening here is we're encountering two systems that are parallel. The religious system of the day that is, you know, pretty much dominated by impotent Pharisees, impotent religious
and
leaders
formalism.
Who can't get anything done, formalism, religion, you know, by the book, by the letter, by the manual, the demon and exorcism manual. Let's consult this and see what we're supposed to do. And let's just do it just right. And maybe we'll get some kind of effect, right? That's one system. And then the political system that is ruling at the time, the Roman system, which is also impotent while it's flexing.
Mm.
Flexing with might and power and coercion and violence, and yet it's powerless, right?
Yeah.
And then there's Yahweh, is the character that is implied in the narrative that is represented in Christ.
Yes.
And he's exerting a different kind of power, a power that effectively brings about the healing and deliverance of Mary.
And we see, there's another scene that I want to cut to where we see the Pharisaical way coming into contact with the Messianic way, and Nicodemus is completely stupefied by what he sees in Mary. And so let's have a look at that scene.
I don't know why I am sharing this with you. I don't understand it myself. But here is what I can tell you. I was one way, and now I am completely different. And the thing that happened in between was him.
Woo! Hallelujah.
So yes, I will know him for the rest of my life.
and what makes that scene is the total look of complete stupor on Nicodemus's face.
Right, right.
He doesn't know where to put this.
No.
Because
it's not in the manual.
It's not.
it's not in the demon
exactly.
manual.
Exactly. This isn't in the manual. This whole system that you're describing, this way of doing religion, is now just come into contact with the work of Messiah.
Yeah.
And you can just see the look of complete astonishment, incredulity. He's flabbergasted.
Yeah.
He doesn't know where to put this. And I love that she says, well, I don't know what happened either.
Yeah. I do know this, though. I was one way, and
now I'm another.
I'm another. I'm completely different. And the thing that happened in between
was him.
Woo! Was him. It's a him, David. It's him. It's not a manual.
Yes.
It's not religion by rote. It's not the Pax Romana. It's not the peace of Rome. It's not violence. It's a him. And the him is Jesus. And he has delivered her. And she plays this part so well.
She does.
She's just overwhelmed with, you sense it. She loves him. There's affection. I don't even know who he is, but he delivered me. I was one way. Now I'm another. So I will know him Because he asked, Nicodemus asked, do you know who it was? We need to get to the bottom of this. launch an investigation.
Right.
Who was this? I will know him for the rest of my life because he's the one that changed everything for me.
And it heads toward, okay, yeah. So then in the beautiful storytelling of this episode, everybody's heading toward their Sabbath dinner.
Right.
Right. You have Nicodemus having his very luxurious, but ultimately you get the sense there's an emptiness in that Sabbath dinner. Matthew, strangely, and we didn't spend too much time on Matthew's story here because we don't have a lot of time, but Matthew is having Sabbath dinner
with his dog.
With his dog because he doesn't have anybody, because nobody wants to have Sabbath dinner with a tax collector. What are the other Sabbath dinners?
Well, Peter is and then in his he home goes sneak, with his wife, and he sneaks away to continue his spying.
But I love, and let's just quickly go to that last clip where Jesus comes in to Mary's Sabbath dinner.
Mary, I'm honored to be here. Why don't you begin?
Oh, no, I couldn't now that you're here. You must.
Thank you, but this is your home, and I would love for you to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, David. Oh. Here's a very interesting scene where there's a group of men,
right,
including Messiah himself.
Come on now.
And Messiah himself defers to a woman to lead the Sabbath worship.
It's your home.
It's your home. Please, Mary. I would.
That's
really
a great point.
Oh, it's incredible.
Because in all of the rabbinical scenes that we've seen, whether it's the judges that Nicodemus appeared before briefly, or Nicodemus teaching in the rabbinical schools, there's nary a woman present.
No.
Right.
No.
But here, when Jesus comes into her home, and I love the interaction between them.
Yeah.
She's a woman at peace. She's a woman now who's experienced Exodus.
Yeah.
To go back where we started this episode. Exodus has happened in her life. She's been delivered. She's been redeemed. Yeah. She's been saved. And what happened to Israel when they came out of Egypt? They kept Sabbath as a memorial of God's creative and redemptive power. What's Mary doing here?
Right.
She's keeping Sabbath in her home, in her heart. And guess who's there? Messiah.
Messiah's there. And she's keeping Sabbath as a memorial of not only the Exodus that happened long ago, but the Exodus that happened in her very life. She is free. She is delivered by the same Messiah that delivered Israel long ago.
Yes, and this is what we were talking about when we said that there's so much rich theology here, because the whole point of Sabbath, both creationally and in terms of redemption, was for God to create a space in which he invited his people to sup with him, to eat with him, to dine with him.
Yeah, it's incredible. So theological insight to close with, and that is the episode began with a Sabbath celebration 900 years before, and now we have a Sabbath celebration, and the sense is the deliverer is here. New Exodus is waiting in the wings. It's underway.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us in our ongoing series titled Story Encounters. We've got a long way to go, but it's already been amazing. We hope to see you next time.